This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, man. Good morning. Hadn't been much sleep going to Detroit and back yesterday. But let's have some energy and let's go get it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you straight away, because there are a lot of different things to analyze from this game. Were you surprised at all that it seemed like the defense had that level of regression back to some of the same struggles they had had before the last three really strong weeks?
Yeah, you probably knew this was coming, but Detroit had a lot to do with it. But frankly, they were doing some makeshift work with their personnel, too. They had to really design their upfront offensive line blocking scheme. They had some new faces in there. Of course, they had new faces in that secondary. It's particularly frustrating when you think about that. They're a good team. Goff is outstanding. You can't give him any time. We did. We had a tough go of it inside in our trenches last night. That was unexpected. I thought we had worked all week to basically be ready for them. And this was a real puzzler for me as well, sitting there watching it. We've got to use our inside guys on defense. We've got to get some pass rush out of that, as well as stop the run, and I wasn't at all satisfied with what we did either place. Now, Detroit is a solid, good football team that could very easily go a long way in the playoffs. They could. So all of that's the type of thing that's going through my mind this morning. Very frustrating.
And that is very understandable. And you were talking about the pass rush. So early on, it looked like the pass rush was going to be a problem for Goff all night long. You got pressured four times in the first six dropbacks, a lot of blitzes on those early plays. Then the rest of the game, the blitz really eased back. Do you happen to know if there was anything in particular that led to that? Because the pass rush in the first few plays, or the first six plays, was outstanding.
Well, very, 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 I think everybody watching the game saw the very same thing. Not that any way I'm not wanting to talk about it, but that's the same question. How did we let that up? I know we were concerned. They've got a good combination. Goff's outstanding passer when he gets the time. He's a statue, and I say that positively. He's not the move around guy, escape guy out of the pocket. So we had our ears pinned back, and so we should have been able to do better on stopping the run, plus get some pressure on him. And no, really, we're going to be analyzing everything with real detail as it would pertain to, you know, how to use our personnel in there. I really want us to take advantage of the talent we've got in the middle of our defense.
And that's where the big investment's been, too, so I certainly understand that. Jerry, last night, now obviously this is kind of after the game now. Do you see the Lions as a team that's been there, knows how to win and prepare for those big games, and maybe your team just isn't quite ready or in that same position yet?
No, I don't see that. I think they were at home, but, boy, we quietened that group down. We got there within three. Right there at the end of the game. I really thought it was going to happen for us right at the end of the game. And I thought we were within striking distance all the way through the game to get to that point pretty suddenly, which if you think about it, we did. We were there ready to win the game. We get our stop and we get that ball back, and that's the opportunity you've been looking for. That was all night feeling like we're being shoved around just a little bit. But they've got a great combination of offensive weapons with the way they run the ball, the back's ability, the both back's ability to make some yards. I like our back, boy. He's outstanding. And the point is, I know I'm bouncing around. It was disappointing, very frustrating. I not only thought going up there that we had a great chance to win, although we were on the road, and we were at their place. It's been tough for us in Detroit, but I'm not so sure I hang too much value on that. We should have been able to look and be more productive.
Yeah, and I think we were kind of experiencing that same confidence, Kevin, as we were looking at this team,
sure.
You know, feeling pretty hot about this team. And so that kind of stunned us last night. Shoddy said last night that he said, you got to score touchdowns against a team like this. You got to score touchdowns against the Lions. How did you feel seeing so many field goals so early in the game?
Well, they were pretty, as you know, outstanding field goals.
Right.
That's just the point. That's the point. We all are agreeing they were holding us back from our scores that we should be getting touchdowns. We were a long way on those fourth downs from getting in position to get a touchdown. That's why those field goals were so long. So, again, the easy for us, we all saw the same game. And, frankly, we saw the same thing on the fronts, and we saw the same thing in the secondary. They weren't at full speed. We were probably as good as we've been all year. That you could have had me on this show last week or next week and told me that we weren't going to make a better showing, and I would have really debated with you.
Now, one thing that some people seem to disagree about from this game, I know Richard Sherman was really adamant about it. Some people and some fans this morning questioning the effort from George Pickens last night. Did you feel as though there was an effort issue whatsoever with him last night?
He didn't have the game that he's been having. But effort, I would be very careful with him going there. This guy he's explosive with his temperament. And I say that in a positive way. So I don't think so much it was effort, but I might not, but I don't necessarily have a good explanation as to why he didn't show up more, especially again against the backdrop of they were limited in their secondary. And, I thought, although we have a lot of respect, I do, for their defensive front. And their defensive front did whip us on the offensive line. It did.
Yeah.
And so therein lies maybe a little bit more of the problem. You say, well, I thought Dak got some balls out there that should have been caught. Fournette had a really good night. I know we're all positive about how he's coming along. Sure. But he made some really outstanding plays. But I would have thought it would have been Pickens Grand Central. I'm not disappointed, other than the fact that it could have helped us win that ball game. But, no, I'm not at all concerned going forward about Pickens. I would agree with you. I thought we would have more with him than we did.
Well, regarding that, because we've seen all the big games that he's had so far this season, and then to see that feel uncharacteristic, is there any more that you would ask of Pickens within what he's done this season? Like, any more that you're asking of him to continue being the guy that he's been so far?
No, he's exceeded. He has exceeded our expectations, and he's having an outstanding year, as is our running back. And both of those guys have done their part to the positive we've had. From having just viewed the game, not studying the tape, but having just looked at the game, I would have I thought we could go to Pickens more than the opportunities that we took with him. And so I think that had something to do with us not getting in the end zone. But I'm not questioning one thing that I thought. I actually thought Dak, even though we had the interceptions, I'm not as hard on Dak last night as you might think. I thought he played a good game.
I felt pretty comfortable in how he played last night. There was a lot of action around him for sure. And obviously, we'll go back and look at that film along with you. Do you have any update on CeeDee Lamb right now?
No, I do not. Not being negative. I just don't have any word. They didn't get in until at wee hours of the morning. So I'm not so sure that we have any more information.
What was your feeling when you saw him on the ground last night?
Scared me. Yeah. Really did. And that's I'm sure why Dak ran over there, and that was a hard hit.
I know he is just really getting his NFL legs under him. You talked a lot about Savon Revelle going into the season. We were all excited to see him. I know the potential is there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you feel like last night was a particularly difficult game for him last night?
Well, I just saw a guy that's in his, third, fourth, NFL game, and with fairly limited live practice time under his belt. And that's exactly what I saw. But I sure am excited about him as a player for the future, and he'll learn from last night. We don't want to think about it, but you put some growing pains out there when you're dealing with first-year guys.
It did feel like some, and I know he's more of a veteran, some growing pains for Nate Thomas out there last night as well. Can you tell us anything about the update on Tyler Guyton and if you think he might be able to plug back in there at left tackle next week?
My thoughts are that he'll be available. That's just Dr. Jones thinking that he could be available, and I know how you need to take that information. But bottom line, my opinion is that he'll be there. But I'm going to tell you this. Nate Thomas is a rookie. He is a young player, and his reps are few and far between, relatively speaking. So I'm really pleased with what he has done, his upside. Boy, these offensive linemen are so hard to come by, that have all the physical tools that go with it. So I think Nate's got a real future.
I'm fascinated because we got to talk with Sam Williams. I think it was his rookie year, Kevin. Yeah. We got to talk with him, and we learned how raw he was still in the game, Jerry. And he's had a couple of things that have set him back here and there, but this season's been pretty interesting with him. Gets the block field goal last night, and then he also had a couple of good plays. What are your thoughts on how Sam Williams has grown since you've drafted him?
Well, number one, it is if you see somebody that has blocked – enough to be talking about him, field goals and kicks and punts. That's actually a rare skill. I had a guy named Jim Lindsay that I played with in the college, and he was on the cover of Life magazine as the new gladiators of not just sport, but he was special teams captain for the Minnesota Vikings. And he was outstanding, boy. He was a self-made great player and was a great special teams player for years and years. But I played with him in college. He was sharing with me the idea of blocking kicks. He said of all the things that he practiced on, he did it. He did every way you could, almost went to psychiatrist. There's something about a knack for blocking kicks that's a gift. And if you don't have it, you can just seem your hand or your body just don't get in front of it. Somehow you don't do it. And so I've looked at that with interest for years and years since Jim played special teams. That would have been in the 70s. And I've noticed the same thing as well. Sam Williams can block kicks. You have to watch that because obviously you get some of that kicker or punter now, and that ruins that's major turnover. But I was impressed with, have been impressed with his kick blocking issue.
You know, and you block a field goal. You had a clutch punt out of the end zone, a record-setting day from Aubrey kicking field goals. So you feel like it should be a special teams triumph. But, man, the coverage unit off of those kickoffs really seemed to struggle from preventing Detroit from having excellent field position.
Absolutely, suffer from field position on kickoffs. There, on the other hand, on the field with us was their special teams unit. They are outstanding on special teams. I'm talking Detroit. That's one of the big things you note about how good they can do special teams. But people get tired of me out here around the Cowboys talking about special teams because my team was in college. We led the nation 2 years in special teams, and actually, in my mind, the key thing that won us a national championship. But boy, I'm gonna tell you something. There was a coach in your ear. You didn't go on that field. What somebody was in your ear reminding you, don't you hold, keep those still. Don't you be offsides. You've got to absolutely, and done Nate with reminders of players to not get those penalties and basically keep those hands to yourself. I like what we got. I think we've got an outstanding special teams coach, by the way. I think we do. But our coverage would, he'd be the first to tell you we need to get better than we were last night.
Now, I promise I'm not trying to get you in trouble with this. I just wanted to get your reaction to the play. It's 37-27. There's about 4 minutes left. Ferguson gets a pass towards him right towards the end zone, and a flag comes down. Did you, like all of the other Cowboys Nation fans, think it was about to be pass interference on the defense and we were about to have first and goal at the one?
There was no penalty adverse to the Cowboys, just not one, period. And now, in a way, we live with those calls. We all do. Mm. And I'm a big believer in that. I voted for instant replay and voted against it three separate times when it was being instituted. Voted against it three times, voted for it three times. I like the idea of putting it in the officials' hands. They are not biased, and they do make mistakes, but the mistakes ought to come your way some and some other some. And, of course, Stephen is chairman of the competition committee. You know, I understand the mistakes that officiating makes. Where I always look for improvement is the determination back, whether it be the off season or back in New York, about how we're going to, you know, how we're going to emphasize certain calls, because they vitally make a difference in the outcome of key games. But we did not have a penalty on that call. And these things have been going against us a little bit, not bias. I want to be sure and emphasize that. But we touched the ball the other day when we actually touched the kick, and we didn't get that done. So it'd make you maybe want New York to have more input into what they're seeing on television.
I'll say it for you, Jerry. We were frustrated as fans last night with some of the calls. But hey, before we let you go, I know there's. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, let me just say this: the business of instant replay is great. Okay. I like it because its accuracy. I thought 25 years ago that it would be disruptive. It turns out it's one of the entertaining parts of the game for our viewers. And for people watching the game, it's really a very strategic thing to do as a part of your enjoyment of a game. So I like our system, and I'm not trying to cover my butt here. I'm just saying I like our system.
Well, Jerry, I know there's still a lot of emotion going into this and everything. A lot of fans, you're seeing, oh, the season's over. You're seeing some people say, no, you still have you got the 9%. Where are you? Where are you mentally after the morning after that loss last night?
Well, I, too, knew what was at stake about our odds of getting in the playoffs. We have a better team than we played last night. We do. Detroit is a good team, but we have a better team. And so can we literally win out? Of course we can win out. Is it going to be hard? Double, of course, it is to win out. And a lot of crazy things happen. And so I think very much that we should look at last night with what might have been, and I like to do that, nothing wrong. I live in a lot of my past, and it has never kept me from doing something for the future and present day. So I like to daydream. I like to do it all. I like to remember all the years with everybody I loved and all of that stuff. So I don't walk around in a daze, but it's a big part of living to me. But we've got to look at the very narrow chance that if we get out here and play better than we played last night, yeah, we can be still playing when playoff time comes.
And then the last thing for you, World Cup draws in just a few minutes. Do they tip you off ahead of time? Can you tell me who's going to play at AT&T Stadium?
Can it be a legitimate draw?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you.
Let me say this. I can't imagine why it wouldn't be a legitimate draw, but I'm sure excited about the number of games that we're going to have at this stadium. And but boy, I hope we've got the luck of the draw and get the very best matchups you could second guess out of the draw. But yeah, that'll be a that's a big event for us, and we've got great events. This this racing that we're going to have out here with Penske Racing in a year is just absolutely, I'm not remembering exactly what date right this second, but it's going to be a big draw. Could be hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people out there watching it. So all of those things are exciting. And, you know, I'm like you guys now. I've made my mind up 40 years ago that I wanted to spend my life in sports, and that's what we do. And so all of this is good. But I'll tell you this right now. I didn't think I'd be sitting here when we kicked off last night explaining why we didn't play better than we played. I understand the frustration of our fans, but stay tuned.
Well, we appreciate the time as always. Good, sir. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Jones, right here on 105 Through the Fan. A variety of different things there from, obviously, they think they got to win out, but still the path is alive to the playoffs. I believe that as well, just if you look at the schedule and the math. Not going to be easy, but it's possible. But, man, the number one thing that he said, the defensive front sure did whip us last night.
And he was frustrated that we didn't use our defensive middle better.
Yeah,
that's interesting to hear from him last night, too, that he thought that we should have gotten more out of that. And I can't believe you let him off the hook with that soccer question, Kevin. You let him go. He said he cracked the joke, and then all of a sudden
can
you were
it
like,
just be a legitimate draw? So you think I should have been like, seriously
I need an answer to
where's
this.
Where's Spain going to be? Where's the United States? All right, I get you. And then, you know, you got to be really careful, he said, about questioning the effort of, honestly, any player, but specifically to the question about Pickens, and then did say he was surprised that he didn't show up more in that game.
And that's definitely him being smart and savvy with that, but he was like, he did question. He was like, hey, he didn't have the game we expected him to have, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.